The time has come. Execute Order 66.
Why is my thing not going? Oh, no. All right, fine. We're just going to do something else entirely then. That's awkward.
Yeah, this is Joe Chip, and you're listening to Mike and Mickey 89.9 KGRG. Did I miss one there? I
think. Mike and Mickey After Dark.
Oh, After Dark. Okay. This is Joe Chip, and you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG.
Okay.
Would have waited an eternity for this.
Me too. It is Monday, November 7th, 2016, here at Green River College, and episode 66 of Mike and Mickey After Dark, broadcasting live during the 2016 KGRG Fall Pledge Drive on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. Listen online and on demand using the brand new KGRG FM app, and we're always streaming on iHeartRadio and at KGRG.com, the newly revamped KGRG.com. Mike and Mickey After Dark is the show where we do like we do every Monday night, taking your late night requests and giving you a little something extra.
You're about this party starting, right?
Definitely tonight. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Dude, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thoroughly okay. It's been a very interesting start of the show.
You know, like when
buttons don't work, yeah. And headphones get left in cars and all kinds of other calamities that come from poor planning. How can people get a hold of us?
Dude, they can call us 253-833-5004, or they can tweet at us at KGRGFM. And don't we have a new Twitter?
We do, but I have sound effects.
I'm sorry.
Let me do my damn sound effects. But wait, there's more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll be live tweeting all the way until midnight, so use the hashtag MMAD to keep up with all the madness.
He sounds so sad.
But wait, exclamation point. Yeah, whatever. I lost interest in that. we're also launching our brand new Twitter account tonight. Our new show handle is at MMAD Radio KGRG. This will give us the opportunity to interact with you more throughout the week, not just while we're live tonight all the way until midnight. Without being limited to our personal accounts. Check it out. It's going to be whole lots of fun. Lots of fun and lots of things. And man, it is going to be a jam-packed show tonight. We have tons to get to. But first, let's give somebody else a chance to talk. And hey, Mickey, let's say we say hi to the rest of the Mad cast. What do you think?
That sounds great.
Fantastic. Well, first, returning to the Mad airwaves, give it up.
Yes!
How you doing, Intern Wednesday?
I'm so happy now.
You know, thanks for returning to the Mike and Mickey After Dark airwaves, but you are not alone in this adventure, are you?
No, I am not.
Hello!
Oh my god.
Wow, that was a lot to deal with.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hey, you want to see how much fun we're having with sound effects?
Yes.
Because,
Oh, no.
Yeah, well. Pretend to be surprised.
Okay, I'm surprised.
Give it up for Intern of the Stars, Intern alias Mouse Rat, a.k.a. Intern Hunter. How you doing tonight, man?
I am great now since this is backing up my intro.
Yep.
That was so great. Oh, man.
Oh, fantastic. So you guys are having fun there in the newsroom, just hanging
and
chilling.
Yeah,
party.
There's a picture of a dog sitting at a computer right now on the Twitter. It's so great.
That
actually, Mickey just retweeted it.
No problem. That's me when I DJ.
That's lovely. It.
This is behind the scenes footage, you guys. Of Mickey at her.
I'm just a happy
computer pupper.
From our new Twitter.
Yeah, see, yes. There it is. Fantastic. It's. Oops. Oh, no. I hit the damn button that, you know what? Mickey, could you get me some sound, please? Because
I got you, fam.
Yeah, or we could just listen to Joe Cap.
Nah, I love Joe Chip, but
yeah, shout out to Joe Chip. I like Joe Chip. You know what?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna try this one more time just to say that I did because I. Yeah, no, it does not work.
Oh.
That makes me upset.
Well, Mike,
yes?
Let's move on with our evening and figure out board troubles later.
Sure. So what are we doing tonight?
Oh, so tonight we are going to cowboy up.
Oh, really?
Mike, why are you sassing me?
Ooh.
You started it, homie.
Okay, anyway, we're going to cowboy up for the weekend roundup. We're going to do a quick ticket giveaway, very exciting, for DOA and Assuming We Survive. We got some geek history. Then we're going to be doing a movie segment because there's so many good movies coming out this year and next year. Then we got a brand new segment with our intern Wednesday, some music news. Then we got the slumber party. We're going to talk about Pledge Drive. And then we have some shout outs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All of that. Actually, so we covered tickets already, so we're good to go. But we have another show that we're giving away tickets for, aren't we? Don't we also, Promotions Director Taylor?
We do.
Yeah. You want to tell me a little more about it?
You want me to?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask.
I just know the name.
Okay.
That's about the basis of it. You guys know way more than I do on that one.
Yep.
But I can introduce the name.
Hey, that's great. Why don't you do that?
We are giving away tickets to MC Chris.
Woo! It's very exciting. That is the 10 Years of Touring Tour. That is going to be Saturday, November 19th at El Corazon, the big stage, not just the fun house. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a fun nerdcore show with headlined by MC Chris, but also featuring good friends of the show, MC Lars, as well as Megaran. That is going to be a fun one, and we are going to have tickets for you later on this evening, as well as next week, because that show, it is coming up soon. All of that and more on tonight's all-new episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark. If you want to join the party, call us up at 253-833-5004. That, my friends, is the number you need to lock into your phones.
You can't beat it with a stizzy.
Or you could tweet us at KGRGFM and at MMAD Radio, MMAD Radio, KGRG for those late night and after dark requests. So, kicking things off, I've got a new...
Wait.
What?
Can I say something really fast?
Sure.
Hey, what a nice jersey you're wearing.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Shout out to the Seahawks.
C!
No.
Hawks.
C!
No.
I am only doing it once.
Oh, Sunday. Seahawks won, you guys.
Dizzy.
And you guys think I'm grumpy.
You can't beat it with a stizzy.
Okay. So let's see, where did we leave off at? So yeah, so anyway, go Hawks. Yeah, that was an awesome game that I didn't watch. So kicking things off, I've got a new nerdcore track for you. As November, if you're listening to any of our promotion spots going around on the KGRG airwaves, November is Nerdcore Awareness Month here at KGRG, getting you all hyphy for the 10 years of touring tour, like we mentioned earlier, headlined by MC Chris, featuring our good friends MC Lars and Megaran. Now, kicking things off for tonight, inspired by the novel of the same name, here's MC Lars and Megaran with Ready Player One.
Ooh.
This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM.
Megaran and MC Lars.
Let's face it, I love the Oasis. 2044 and the world is in stasis. And every time I look up at the headline news, there's a down and out blast, singing red line blues. Holiday hit the prize, I'm a worthy disciple. Sixes on my back, they're rare that I might go. Psycho and Daito and Artemis. H, you know we really put a heart in this.
On a mission for this egg like Easter Sunday. Three secret gates that will open one day. With extended color basic mode of 300 baud. Nostalgic for the 80s, I'll admit it's kinda odd. All about beating Jazz with a copper key. Saw you flick sync war games perfectly. Through the dungeons of Daggerith, wait attacks. Second game gate for the win. No, I've always got your back.
Three hidden keys.
Open three secret gates.
Where the player will be tested
for worthy traits.
And those with the skills
to survive these straits
will reach the end
where the prize awaits.
Three hidden keys.
Open three secret gates.
Where the player will be tested
for worthy traits.
And those with the skills
to survive these straits
will reach the end
where the prize awaits.
I'm reading Gaiman, Tolkien. Guess what happened? 42 mistakes like Douglas Adams. I fell in love with a girl, but it felt so wrong. A game within a white stripe song. She turned me down when I tried to court her. Beat Pac-Man, found a secret court. Got the J key now, but it's IOI dorks. We'll be blowing the gap, the crunch whistle playing Zork.
But I see you putting work like your name was Neil Peart. Or Getty Lee, Meek Lee, inheriting the earth. I heard you play the riff and it sounded really nice, son. Miss Marcible's been studying up on lots of Alex Life, son. They defenestrated Dido when they called it all on camera. Staring at these screens, I've been losing all my stamina. Good thing you've been studying up on 2112. Because we couldn't get the crystal key with anyone else.
Three hidden keys.
Open three secret gates.
Where the player will be tested.
For worthy traits.
And those with the skills
to survive these straits
will reach the end
where the prize awaits.
Three hidden keys.
Open three secret gates.
Where the player will be tested
for worthy traits.
And those with the skills
to survive these straits
will reach the end
where the prize awaits.
Mega Godzilla versus Ultraman. Cataclysm explosion and the fun began. To make a long story short, no, I couldn't fail. When the game's holy grail was the holy grail. Keys in the hole like they throw charity. Finally and final egg, I need therapy. Artemis and I, when we finally kissed, Sorrento got arrested. The prize was split.
And I know you were surprised when we met in real life. Secrets were exposed once hidden online. The Oasis was one big wonder wall. So we finally unplugged, but that's not all. We did some interviews at Ogden's crib. Guess it all worked out for these nerdy kids. Now we chill in the clubhouse playing D&D. Roger Rabbit on repeat, yes, it's good to be a geek.
Three hidden keys.
Open three secret gates.
Where the player will be tested.
For worthy traits.
And those with the skills
to survive these straits
will reach the end
where the prize awaits.
Three hidden keys.
Open three secret gates.
Where the player will be tested.
For worthy traits.
And those with the skills
to survive these straits
will reach the end
where the prize awaits.
Three hidden keys.
Open three secret gates.
Where the player will be tested
for worthy traits.
And those with the skills
to survive these straits
will reach the end
where the prize awaits.
Three hidden keys.
Open three secret gates.
Where the player will be tested
for worthy traits.
And those with the skills
to survive these straits
will reach the end
where the prize awaits.
Do you guys know what time it is?
It is time for us to do like we do at this time every week. It is the Weekend Roundup.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
That's cowbell sounds, and then yee-haw! Sounds, and nay! That's a horse that they're riding. Lassos. And, bling, cowbells. They giddy up, and there's a sunset, and then drop.
What is
Weekend
it?
Roundup.
Wow!
What does a cowgirl say?
You're gonna want that cowbell!
89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, and the Weekend Roundup is where we go around the room and talk about what we've been doing basically since we've signed off last week.
Nice.
Yeah, incredibly exciting as usual. So, I'm pondering starting in the newsroom, but it looks like Alias Mouse Rat is on the phone.
Oh.
So, and that kind of...
He's almost done.
He looks almost done. Okay. Maybe he's giving away some tickets.
I have no idea.
That's all right. How was your weekend, homie?
It was good. Pretty busy. I went to the Shinedown concert with my mom. It was her Mother's Day present. So that was really fun. But in the morning, I went fishing at I got up at 3 a.m., got there at about 4:50. Sunrise came up at 7:30 and got no fish because it started raining. So,
oh, buddy.
Yeah.
I did not know that you were a fisherman.
Fisher person. Hunter person.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very outdoorsy.
Yes, I enjoy that.
Very cool. That's great.
Yep, so that was my weekend.
Well, I'm glad that you had such an exciting weekend, but you didn't get the opportunity to join us because we had a great weekend.
Yeah,
we
did.
I wish.
At the Jet City Comic Show. So a handful of us went from the station. You know, it was I'm looking at a picture now on our new Twitter account at MMAD Radio KGRG, and I see a picture of Hunter and Mickey and myself with Tony Stark himself. It's pretty awesome.
Whoa, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. So I thought maybe we'll kind of go around the room and talk about kind of what we liked and saw at the show.
Ooh, I like that idea quite a bit. So where should we start?
Let's start with you.
Whoa. Damn, son. I'm so excited. So this was my first ever comic convention, which was pretty cool because I've only been to anime conventions before this. And even then, I haven't been to one in like a few years.
Nice.
And so this was my first con experience for a long time. And it was really small. It was a very quaint convention. I would say that there were definitely less than like 600 people. Maybe 800 people.
I have no idea.
But yeah, it was very small. There was a really nice artist alley kind of exhibition hall thing. And I thoroughly enjoyed seeing all the people in there. There were quite a few cosplays. I wasn't expecting too many, but I was happily surprised. And there was so much Steven Universe stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at one point, you had fistfuls of items.
I texted Mike, like... Yeah. Mike, I already spent $20 on Steven Universe merch, and I've only been here for an hour. Help.
Oh, that was awesome. Because, yeah, it's like when I... So you and Hunter got there before I did.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's like, you know, you already had items to show me, and that was pretty neat.
And I got a little squeaky ram with a little lopsided face. Oh, he's so cute. I'll even tweet out a picture in just a hot minute.
Nice.
So I thoroughly enjoyed it. I wish that there were more panels to go to, just because there were only the three or four per day.
Right.
And I wish that there were a few more. I think that would make the con a bit more friendly to people who haven't been to my conventions. So that's my take on it.
Very cool. How about you, Hunter?
Okay, before I get started, Mike, Dean says hello.
Oh.
Hi, Dean.
And Mick Hole.
Okay.
He says hello, too.
Hi.
Okay, besides that, this was also my, like, first convention of any size.
Okay.
So, I felt at home, I should say. I felt like I was in a giant room full of people who really understand me. Literally you could just go up to anyone and just have a conversation with them because you guys all have the same interests.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool seeing all the costumes. It was cool seeing like the art. I got a really cool Game of Thrones poster.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah, it was just super cool. I mean, we got pictures with stormtroopers and I also got to meet Allie from Disney Channel's Allie and AJ.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, way to bury the lead there, buddy.
That was cool. I was starstruck. I didn't know what to say. Basically, Mickey and Mike had to like push me,
yes,
like to go meet her because I was like, I don't know, do I go up there? And then when he got up there, she was super nice. She shook Mickey and mine's hand and she took a selfie with us. And yep. Yeah, it was cool. I felt starstruck, and that's another thing I can check off on my, I mean, $50 later, but
oh, sure, yeah,
for an autograph and a photo,
worth it though,
yeah.
Because being somebody that's gotten to know you. And just seeing in that Twitter photo that you shared, the pure unbridled joy on your face.
Take a lot to make me happy.
But even so, I mean that's special.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hang on to that.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. It was great. And that was actually kind of my favorite story from the show, was basically just kind of trying to encourage you to go because you're like, well, I don't know. I mean, it was adorable. It was the most adorable thing ever.
I'm an actor, so like I'm a very confident person. But when I get into situations like that, I become like the biggest like nervous person in the world. So I'm like, I don't know if I should go. Do I go? Do I walk up there? What do I say? And Mike's like,
you're
just
not
go.
Alone.
Just go, Hunter. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's like a father telling his child to like go pet a goat or something.
Oh, very much so.
It's okay, go pet it. No, it was so much fun. I thoroughly had a wonderful time.
Excellent. And you know, I gotta say, you actually sound pretty good here on the radio, because I remember like a couple few hours ago on your news.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh my god.
Fangirling.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm actually not feeling the best tonight, you guys. This is just for my love of you guys and talking to y'all on air. And...
Oh, that sounds like I need to hit the thing again.
I know. No, yesterday I got possessed by a demon and got this weird sickness in my body. But it was weird because I didn't feel sick, but I was sick, and it was a bad ordeal. but yeah, I'm feeling better now.
Awesome. Glad to hear.
You guys just bring magical powers to me.
Yes.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I know. Tosses the hair.
It's the healing powers of a trip to Wendy's.
Oh, my God.
Get those, that was
get
pretty
those
lit.
Frostos. Yeah, that was lit, all right. As for me, I had a great time at the show. Got the opportunity to connect with a few folks I hadn't seen in a hot minute. So that was cool. Really enjoyed the show. It was just the right size, you know, enough where you can experience it and not get overwhelmed or lost. I was chatting up several artists, creators, writers in the artist alley, just talking about just how freely you could move around, and mm-hmm. you know, it was just really, really cool. So I went both days, hung around with you guys on Saturday. And then Sunday, I hung around with my man Cork from The Buzz, and we hung around and had some adventures. We got our pictures taken with the 501st Legion, the official cosplayers for Star Wars. Part of our donation that, you know, for the pictures, they gave us Nerf guns so we could shoot at the stormtroopers for a while. That was that was pretty dope.
Oh, that's what the 50 shoots were and like the 100 shoots?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't get that many. We got basically like a dozen or so a piece or something like that. But it was
funny.
That's
super cool.
Because surprisingly, suction cup Nerf darts stick surprisingly well to stormtrooper armor. Yeah, I kept trying to shoot Boba Fett in his visor to get it to stick. It was not gonna happen.
No.
But yeah, it was pretty funny.
Were they trying to shoot back or?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sure they were missing, right?
Yeah, because stormtroopers.
Because they don't know how to shoot.
But yeah, it was fun. Like the panels were great. Like there was a couple local authors.
Newsflash, you guys, Mike likes to write.
Yeah.
When you raised your hand during that panel we went to about vampires and like fairies, I was like, and he raised his hand when they're like, do we have any writers? I was like, what?
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 It was so cool.
Yeah.
And I want to know what you write about.
Stuff and things.
I see.
Secrecy.
A whole lot of nothing, actually. I just like to write.
You aspire to be.
I used to write stories all the time.
Exactly.
Like,
it's
just fun.
Yeah. I just dink around. I write occasionally when I have time, and I don't generally have a whole lot of time. So, but yeah, no, I occasionally dabble. That was the panel I went to on Saturday when I shoved you to go see Allie. It was specifically about short fiction.
Okay.
So you know, like stories that are under 10,000 words and things like that, and you know how to cram plot into them and things like that. But no, it was a lot of fun. I would highly recommend it. It's a kid friendly, you know,
like the
Lego area was spectacular.
The con in general. There were more little kids dressed up than like adults dressed up. Yeah, that was the coolest thing.
Yeah, I think one of the I had a couple of favorite kids cosplays, but I think one of my favorites was like the first one we saw where it was a little Ewok. It was a little Ewok, but then he had like a pointy spear
on his back.
Well, see, because like that's the thing about Ewoks. They get a bad rap, but they got pointy spears.
They do.
And you know, I would imagine that there were stormtroopers in those empty helmets that they're beating like drums at the end of that movie. So
those things are fierce.
Yeah, exactly.
Or when the Ewok, little Ewok guy, ended up meeting R2-D2.
Yes.
Mike and I were like dying while Mickey was talking to this vendor. We were like, oh my gosh, this is happening.
Yep. And it was a Lego R2-D2, by the way, that was being remote controlled around by one of the local builders. It was really, really cool. But yeah, a lot of great local flavor. So yeah, it was great. You know, met a couple podcasters that, you know, I'll save talking about them until shout outs. But yeah, so, you know, if you went to the Jet City Comic Show and you want to let us know what your experience was like, tweet at us at MMAD Radio KGRG or at KGRG FM. Give us a call at 253-833-5004. And hey, guys.
Hey, what?
Why don't we give away some tickets?
Oh, woo! Yeah.
All right. So I have in my hands from the almighty prize drawer, Assuming We Survive, KGRG and El Corazon presents Assuming We Survive. That is Wednesday, November 9th. That is the day after tomorrow at El Corazon. I have a pair of those for the first person that calls us up at 253-833-5004. And I think the next song I've got going on is called Better Without You.
I love that one.
I do too. It's sick. That's going to be a sick show.
It is.
Call us up, 253-833-5004. You and a friend can go see Assuming We Survive. And we're not better without you. This is the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive on Mike and Mickey After Dark, KGRG-FM. Today's rock, dude.
Man.
Bro?
Yeah.
Do you love KGRG but sometimes can't get a good signal? Or maybe you can't reach us after driving for a little while? Well, stop being mad all the time. And download the KGRG-FM app, available in all app stores. 89.9 KGRG-FM.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, before we carve this turkey, I want you to say what you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for all the little baby cats, Wi-Fi, and Cool Ranch Doritos.
And what about you, Luke?
I'm thankful for Thursday nights.
What the heck? Why?
Well, every Thursday from 7 to 10, Uncommon Chords is on. I get to listen to 3 hours of my favorite music, indie rock and emo jams.
That's nice, son. But neither of you get food because you forgot to mention your mother.
If you have any requests, shout them out.
Play that same song.
All right, same song. Here we go.
Hey, are you tired of those corporate radio stations telling you what songs you want to hear? Then you're in the right place, because at KGRG, we listen to our fans and play what you tell us to.
Our request line is 253-833-5004. This is Today's Rock
on 89.9 KGRG FM.
What's up, guys? This is Andrew.
This is Ken.
And we're Seaway, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
Woo!
Everything is cool, man! Oh.
Yeah, that just keeps going, doesn't it? Yep.
Big ending.
Okay. All right, you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on KGRG 89.9 FM. And we are doing a sweet ticket giveaway tonight. It's pretty exciting, isn't it, you guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, do we still have the Assuming We Survive tickets?
They are gone.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Tell me more.
Well, they're... Oh, me or Taylor?
I don't care. Somebody.
All right. Well, they're going to be playing at El Corazon and...
That's on the 9th.
Yeah, Wednesday. That's really exciting. So, do you want to give a shout out to whoever won those?
Oh, it's in the... control room booth right behind you.
All right. As Mike gets those.
They're super nice guys, so hope you get to meet
them. Super nice
guys.
Shout out to listener Blake, who he and a friend are going to be seeing Assuming We Survive day after tomorrow at Elko.
Very nice. And then do we still have... Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Do we still have some DOA tickets?
Yep.
We sure do.
Whoa. Mike, can you tell me a little bit more about where they're playing?
Sure. They are going to be playing on November 12th. That is going to be this Saturday, this coming Saturday.
Whoa.
KGRG presents DOA at Elcor's Own. You and a friend can go see DOA.
That's awesome. And if you want to win those tickets, you got to call us right now, 253-833-5004, or tweet at us at KGRGFM. We will be giving away those tickets to the first caller or the first person who tweets at us.
Sure.
Thumbs up. Let's do this.
A plus.
That's a 10. So what song is coming up next, Mike?
Oh, we want to play more songs?
Oh.
We don't want to talk about concerts and upcoming shows and whatnot?
Well, there's some Escape the Fate on the 14th.
Yeah.
And that's going to be what venue?
I believe that one is
Studio 7.
Yeah.
Monday, November 14th at Studio 7.
And then we also got some Steel Panther on the 19th at Showbox Soda.
Yeah.
Wow, so cool.
Buddy.
Yeah, promotions director Taylor's been working really hard getting us some really sick shows.
We've got a lot more coming up in the future months too that are super awesome, but we can't tell you yet.
Ooh,
I love secret shows that we can't tell you
about. Are ready to give away.
And then, of course, we have our upcoming Nerdcore show on the 19th. That's going to be headlined by MC Lars along with our good friends I'm sorry, I said that all wrong. Let me start over. I don't have my sound effect, and I don't feel compelled to go get it. But it's headlined by MC Chris. See, I get my MCs mixed up occasionally. Headlined by MC Chris along with good friends MC Lars and Mega Ran. That is going to be on Saturday, November 19th. At Elcor's Own. That is going to be a really fun show. 21 plus show. So I'll be hanging out there with the adults, and it's going to be great. the reason why we wanted to talk about some of these shows was because, you know, it's the pledge drive.
Yes.
It's pledge drive time, and it's that special time of the season where we ask you to donate and help keep the lights on and, you know, keep radio for the kids, by the kids, and help support community radio and all that other fun stuff. But one of the things that we do is that we give away hundreds of dollars worth of concert tickets every week, every month. And occasionally we need a little bit of help from you to continue to give out these awesome prizes. If there's no KGRG, then there's no KGRG to present DOA.
Exactly.
There's no KGRG to present Escape the Fate, and there are certainly no secret shows for promotions director Taylor to talk about, because there'll be no radio station. So if you want to say in what we do, consider donating to the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. Anybody know how you can contribute to the Pledge Drive?
Well, they could go to kgrg.com. Don't we have a donate button?
Sure do.
Very nice. They can also call 253-833-5004, and one of us DJs will help walk you through the process. They can also come to Green River College and do it in person.
Yep. And later on, we're going to be getting a lot more into Pledge Drive and where you can find us, find our table, and all of that other fun stuff. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to put that out there since we were talking about concerts and whatnot. And again, to always stay current on upcoming shows and current shows, head to the concert calendar of KGRG.com. All right, well, coming up will be Today in Geek History, but first...
Let me take a selfie.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Or you could be miles away like Memphis May Fire.
Yay.
Right here on Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG-FM as part of the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. Geek History is next. Stick around. This is Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG-FM.